Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Georgia Technology Summit 2023. It's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live, Georgia Technology Summit 2023. This is the largest technology showcase in Georgia. I am so excited to be talking to my guest, Dr. Loretta Daniels. She is the director of TAG Bridge Builders. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about TAG Bridge Builders? How are you serving folks?
Well, you know, it's a really unique program. It's designed to create pathways for generational wealth. And this is acquiring wealth through equity and opportunity.
So, but how does that pertain specifically to TAG and the members of TAG?
Well, with TAG, we have over 30,000 members, and we wanted to make sure we were doing the right thing by our members and by our community. And so recently, you know, what's been happening in the world, in the United States, is, you know, when it comes to justice and equity, sometimes you don't see minorities participating in that equity. And so TAG Bridge Builders was formed to make sure that this is a social justice and equity, to make sure that we have a goal of at least providing an impact for 1,000 black technologists to gain, you know, access to the workforce or to grow their businesses within the next 5 years.
So when you set a goal like that, what is kind of the roadmap in order to achieve that? Where do you begin?
Yeah, we took a three-pronged approach. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that, number one, we're providing access and opportunity for them to gain tech jobs, get into the workforce. Second is we want to make sure that those mid-level black tech professionals are advancing into senior-level positions. And third, we want to make sure that the black entrepreneurs have access to funding and customer acquisition.
So when you say, let's tackle them one at a time. At the beginning, you have just kind of training people about technology, right? Mm-hmm. Young people that maybe don't have access. And some of the things that maybe people that have had access to things aren't aware of, they're just having a device might be a roadblock that is not allowing a person that has the desire to move forward, but they don't have the resources to move forward. Mm-hmm. How do you help in that way?
So we help to really communicate and collaborate with different community organizations who can provide that type of access to device. One of a part of our population is more so that professional who says, I want to transition from where I'm working now, making $30,000 or $40,000 a year, to a tech job. And so we help them to line up with tech education when it comes to certificate programs and cybersecurity and software development to say, here, now you have an opportunity to go in and to become certified. And we help them, you know, to identify those programs that provide funding for it. And so now they have an opportunity to move from $30,000 to $40,000 a year to $80,000 to $90,000 a year.
And then these are kind of skills that you can get through certification rather than a four-year investment, a four-year, you know, Georgia Tech degree.
Exactly. And then some companies are even waiving that four-year degree or 3 years of experience when it comes to tech jobs, because there are a lot of tech jobs to be filled. Even though there are a lot of jobs right now that are, you know, being cut, there's still a lot of tech jobs to be filled.
And there's a lot of resources out there to train people if they are aware of it, number one, and have the initiative and desire to kind of go through them.
Exactly. And another program that we're doing to help the workforce is apprenticeship program. We're designing a very unique apprenticeship program where it's a tech apprenticeship program. These are individuals, again, who are looking to transition from career to mm-hmm. tech jobs. The companies are interviewing them, making sure they have the aptitude for this position and for the training, helping to put them through the training, and then hiring them for a year, giving them 2,000 hours of tech development training or whatever that is, and then deciding to hire them at the end of the year. The great thing is, while they're working there during this 1 year for apprenticeship, they're actually being paid $80,000, $90,000 a year, same market value.
Right. So that's, I mean, when you tell a person about an opportunity like that, it must blow their mind, right? That seems almost too good to be true, doesn't it?
It does. But you know what? If when companies realize the value of apprenticeship, and it's been going on for years, it started in Germany. This is a great way for the workforce, because when you hire apprentices, your retention rate goes up. So it's great for the company.
Right. So the company benefits because they're training their own, right?
Yes.
Like they're growing their own here, and they're getting the person that to really understand the culture and how things work their way specifically.
Exactly.
So that when it's time to hire them, it's like it's a logical progression.
Logical progression. Yep.
So now, in your work, have you had any stories you can share where somebody has kind of jumped to a new level that's inspired you or has brought you, a fond memory?
Well, fond memories is I work with, before I started with TAG, you know, I work with the university. I was a professor at a university. I work with corporations. And it's just seeing any student, not just one student, seeing any of these students or any of these individuals progressing to the next level.
Right. The reason I'm asking about a specific one, if you can, you don't have to name the person, mm-hmm. but just the story so that people understand and it comes to life that, you know, that could have been me. I am that person. Is there anything that you can share where a person had a job somewhere doing work that was, I don't want to say beneath them, but maybe it wasn't capitalizing on all their potential. But when they had this opportunity, they were able to make a lifestyle change for their family, their community. Like, this is one of those things where if you get this right, you're not just impacting an individual, you're impacting a family or a community.
Yeah, this is great. TAG's apprenticeship program actually starts this fall. But I do have experience working with another, and I can share a story
sure.
with you. This was a veteran who did not, you know, who came out, you know, serving his country, coming out really not having any tech skills, not really being able to you know, provide for his family, maybe about $40,000+ a year. This program was open to them. He looked at the advertisement, applied for it, took the test, and, you know, now he can provide for his family. It makes a big difference.
Right. These certifications aren't anything to be taken for granted. The companies are hungry for people that are trained in these skills, and these skills are not simple that anybody can do. You have to work hard. These are not just, oh, check some boxes and you're done. This is, you have to work for these things. But if you do these things and get the certification, it can make a big difference. I remember I interviewed someone a while ago about one of these programs, and they were working at Goodwill. Like, they were working in a kind of a dead-end job, you know, that was where they were working. They went through this program. It was it wasn't even that long. I think it was maybe 12, 16-week program. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, companies were vying for their talent because that skill was so desirable. They ended up leaving Georgia, but they went to an opportunity that was paying, like you said, $80,000, $90,000.
Right.
Like, to go from working, and again, I don't want to diminish the working at Goodwill, but to go from there to, you know, almost a six-figure opportunity to start, I mean, it's just an amazing transformation that can happen if you're aware of these programs and you kind of lean into it and do the work required to successfully complete them.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is being aware of it. So many people are not aware of it.
Right. Like, yeah, they're limited. Like, I think it's people have been put on a path, like, to university or, and they think that's the way out. And there's so many other ways in today's world with technology that they're just hungry for people with these skills. And if you just really kind of find them and lean into them, there's a lot of opportunity.
To give you another example, there's a student who was a nursing major. And so she looked at nursing. She goes, I really want this, but I would love to be able to see, you know, what kind of tech jobs are out there for me. And so she transitioned, and now she's getting her nursing degree, but she's also getting a certification, right?
Right.
In cybersecurity.
Right. And that's
so now she
super
opens up a whole nother world for herself.
And she becomes uniquely desirable because how many people have both nursing and cybersecurity? You know, anybody in that industry,
exactly.
She's in a pool of one. You know, it's to me, these are, it's kind of a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at it from a 40,000 foot view, yep, that this is stuff that is just kind of common sense, and we need more and more people to kind of know about it.
Yeah.
So is that kind of a day in the life for you? Is this evangelizing about programs like this?
Yeah, programs like that. But also, you know, we help entrepreneurs as well. Mm-hmm. And so letting entrepreneurs know that there's funding and investment opportunities out there for them, specifically for the black tech businesses.
Now, is there any black tech businesses that you've kind of run across here in the room today?
Work Opti is one of them. Just a great business opportunity. This particular young gentleman has gone through our TAC Connect, and this is a Shark Tank environment. You know, it's something that we wanted to make sure that we did, where we have these black businesses presenting in front of large corporations to say, here, they typically would never get an opportunity to become a vendor. Now they're in front of all of these individuals who make a decision, you know, to do business with them for customer acquisition.
Now, so you're seeing more and more of these kind of investors opening their mind to, hey, let's kind of include more people here. Let's cast a wider net.
Yeah, and we're bringing this to the forefront. We're being innovative in this approach. Typically, it's everyone. It's minorities, it's everyone. But, you know, there is so much funding out there, but so little of it is going to black technology. And so these are particular investors and buyers who are interested specifically in looking at these business opportunities.
Now, how is the ecosystem for the black entrepreneur? Are you finding that Atlanta has opportunities for them?
Has lots of opportunities, but again, a lot of funding is out there, but they're still not getting the funding that they need.
Is it just kind of a lack of connecting the dots, or a lack of, like, what needs to be done in order to make it more equitable in your mind?
There's so many programs out there to help them, but what we have to do is we have to realize that when you're in a room of different business ideas and you're being presented, you know, to angel investors and in VC capital firms, you know, a lot of times you're going to go through the invest with the company that you're most comfortable with, right? That's just human nature.
It's not the voice.
Right.
We need it to be more like the voice.
Yeah. There you go. Let me just turn around and
right?
see who I
right?
get.
So you want to hear the idea. Let me hear just
I this. Love that.
Right?
We have to add that. I like that.
Because it's, I think that people just have a subconscious bias to, oh, I went to tech, so I'm going to look for tech people.
Yep.
Because that's where all my buddies are.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, we need it to be more kind of a blind audition rather than the usual suspects.
Yeah, you got something there. So, yeah, but these individuals are coming in and say, I am going to take my time to listen to these black, you know, businesses. They could have some great ideas that I can invest in.
Right.
And specifically, so there's no other noise in the room. These are just these specific ones that they're looking
at.
And
then they're picking from there.
Yes, so versus everybody else.
Right. And then hope you're in that small subset of who they pick.
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff. I mean, it must be such rewarding work.
It really is. Yeah.
And there's so much talent here. It just seems like there's enough affluence in this state, you know, more people should be benefiting.
Yeah, it is. And we're just getting started. We're not even a year in yet, and we're making an impact. So,
what do you need more of? How can we help you?
We need to get the word out. We need more collaborators. We need companies who are willing to look at the resumes that come in from black tech talent. We need investors who's willing to take a look and invest. And we need investors in the program. You know, our program, you know, like any other nonprofit, we need those to help to support our programs and operations.
Are you finding the community open to that?
Yes.
Or you're at the beginning stages of this?
Yeah, we're at the beginning stages. Lots of universities are working with us, other, you know, companies. TAC corporate members are working with us.
So you're bullish about the community? You're going to bet on us?
I'm going to bet on you.
All right.
Yep.
Well, if somebody wants to connect with you, what's the best way to do it?
Just look us up on TAG. Look me up on LinkedIn, Dr. Loretta Daniels.
And it's TAG Bridge Builders is the group that you're leading?
Yes.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Georgia Technology Summit 2023.